Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And welcome to MCC Nova. My name's Pat Monahan, and about 15 years ago, I was dragged, kicking and screaming, into an MCC in Boyds, Maryland. It was Easter, and the minister spoke of the rising and the setting of the sun. He spoke of an American church, an African-American church, which had been found burned to the ground. And immediately, the people began rebuilding it. That's Easter, he said. His message was positive and empowering and a little dissimilar to what I'd heard as a kid. A couple years later, I found myself at MCC Nova. The volunteer activities I've done here and the friends I've made have really helped me. But my favorite part is communion, where we strive to answer God's call to love one another and to carry on, no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome at this table. MCC Nova's communion has always extended beyond this table and into the larger community. We've traveled to Costa Rica and held a fundraiser for our persecuted brethren in Riga, Latvia. We visited Appalachia in West Virginia. And we work with area homeless right here in Fairfax County, the third wealthiest county in the nation and home to more than 1,000 homeless and many food insecure residents. A group called Facets coordinates area churches, including our neighbors, the Turkish Islamic Center, to clothe, feed, and house the homeless during the cold winter months. Currently, we have two homeless programs, a monthly food delivery, and the hypothermia shelter program in the winter. Everyone who gives financially to MCC Nova contributes to the Help the Homeless program, as a portion is set aside for this. We can also give our time. I'll tell you first about the homeless food delivery program. On the first Sunday of the month, we deliver breakfast to people in several locations near Lee Highway. We shop and prepare the food the Saturday before, and we always need help. And you never know who you'll meet or what you'll learn. Sarah and I met with a 70-year-old homeless woman several times residing at a motel in Fairfax. Anne could not survive on half of her deceased husband's military pension, and she was struggling with mental illness. She dreamed of living on the Jersey Shore as she had in her youth. She used salty language with a voice like gravel as we chuckled about the nuns in our Catholic girls' schools. She showed us her international money collection and informed us that immigrants stayed in roaming tent camps in the neighboring towns. She described cell phones and climate change and covered Rastafarians and politics, too. She liked the sound of our progressive church. On the air conditioner behind the management office, Anne created a garden with colorful pebbles, crystals, shells, and statues from her world travels. These kids don't see much. I want them to see the world as I have. Her garden stayed intact for months after she left. It did not matter who she was. It did not matter what her circumstances were. She was welcome at our table. During the cold winter month, MCC Nova sends volunteers to other local churches who are large enough to provide the homeless with a warm place to stay, but they don't have enough people to cover a whole week. We've made meals and helped staff the churches who often have trouble getting enough people. And we always need help. If you want to know about the hypothermia shelter program, Carol Owen would be a good one to ask. We've gone to many churches, many denominations together, and she taught me something one night. She spotted a man waiting on a bench to be hauled off to jail for starting a fight. It seemed the soft-spoken social worker could not get through to him. Carol, all 10 pounds of her, walked up to him and made a wisecrack. I held my breath as he returned it And next thing you know, they were bantering and laughing, which I didn't think was possible. I learned that compassion need not be limited to easy people or grateful people. And compassion doesn't always look the same. The gentleman didn't need to talk about his feelings that night. He needed a quick-witted person to make him laugh, and Carol came through. It did not matter who he was or where he'd been. And we always need people, again, to take shift at the hypothermia shelters or make meals. On my own spiritual journey, I've run from God, I've cursed God, but that never mattered here at MCC Nova. It never mattered where I was on my spiritual journey. I'm welcome here at this table as we strive to love one another and answer God's call. And that's why I give to MCC Nova.